You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
DJ King Flo.
Instant classic.
Time to get started.
Mixtape Addict. Biggie and Tupac freestyling live at the tunnel. Write a dope bar, then write another bar. Make sure it go hard, then write 14 more to the hook. We make it seem easier than it look. Blood, sweat, and tears, an icon 20 years. They tell me I don't age. I told them it's the hunger pains. And hip-hop is the hunger games. But this ain't struggle rap. This my love and that boom bap that let me travel the world and double back. You whack, and only rap about the fucking trap. Went from overnight star to making snow angels on your fucking back. Doing horizontal jumping jacks, affliction teeth and trucker hats. Used to be cool, humble, slightly, nigga intimidated, and now you don't like me. I Japan reselling my soul, Nike, all my publishing, I do the right thing, Spike Lee. Yo, body spray, how I tuck a ass gym, star front to back, looking like fucking track. Step by, thousand cuts, you wonder what that. I get up in the track, come back with nothing but crack. Like, gon' get you, what stories and scar tissue.
You know, man, I'm so mad.
DJ King Flo. Mixtape Addict.
Man, I'ma pull this whole motherfucking map across all the way east, nigga, and make it Brooklyn, California.
Take it still, what up?
You long overdue, my nigga. It's your life, but that on something, it's on mamas. BKLA like gold Dodgers. 42 shot from the llama. We robbing some for your dollars.
I'm trying to add commas and multiply figures. Save them games y'all playing for them little niggas. It's crunch time when I get to it. War scars show you how I've been through it. My cloth is different than my talk too. So if it's fuck me, then it's fuck you.
Fuck you, nigga.
Militant minded, razor sharp like a barber lined it. I got it how I got it, cause I grind it. That bullshit offer I declined it. That's insulting to a nigga that's important. You must be vein hunting or line snorting. You fucking with a general that got stripes. A short nigga with a long pipe. A decade in the field with rides overdue. 42 rapping on a Dodger blue.
Niggas ain't like me. I got a clip full of crocodile teeth. Big shotgun sliding down the street. Pointing at anything sliding all week. We kill them when we eat. Niggas ain't like me. I got a clip full of crocodile teeth. Big shotgun sliding down the street. Pointing at anything sliding all week.
One love, one love. DJ King Flo.
I shove rappers out of the way to get dinner. These niggas so thirsty trying to be great and winners. There's only one Kardashian left.
Caitlyn Jenner.
So y'all can share the same skinny jeans and keep your head up his ass like human centipede. So necessary, the best buried by any means. Peaky blinders, my Dodger fitted the guillotine. And I don't swag on them. I metaphor simile, get toe tag on them. Can zip the bag on them. I'm everything, and that's not the sour talking. Cause I can pull your bitch while I'm power walking. Earth smack, but turn carbon into diamond versus lava. Carbon turn to diamond when I'm rhyming. The thirst for carnal knowledge since I'm dying in mama's hymen. Resuscitated and made it. Mommy issues like the shining. No rewinding. No playbook to find a silver lining. Cause all I got is me, my faith in God. Relentless grinding. And I don't face the east, but 33s know I be signing. So after the sun quit shining, our universe expiring. Hope I get a floor seat to the judgment in the fire. Kings become squires cause you called the righteous liars. Religion misled people, throw the choirs in the fryer. Prophets became pariahs, that's like the sire.
DJ King Flo.
Yeah. Sound in the trap.
Mixtape Addict.
Is the love gonna come?
come. Must be canceled or something. Without grants ain't no fun. The trust I used to have for you was all old. Uh-oh.
Mixtape,
my heart, cause it's thumping. Then they bit me or something. Cause I can't see the sun. And I've been waking up to feeling so cold.
So cold, so cold. You love me to fool.
You love me. Remember that things can always be worse than where you're at. Sometimes when you lose something, you never get it back. It's good to move on, just don't go slipping off the track. Don't let one loss determine that. Y'all are putting too much in the history, don't mean nothing. Uh-huh. You laugh about me, scheme about me, dream about me suffering. After yes, man, still massaging your ego, way too much buffering. If you check me out in all wild, just waiting to copy something. Think I ain't know there be obstacles from a lack of inclusion. Of course, I just figured I'd counteract with delusion. The game is getting flooded, hope natural water removes them. In 2025, the clout chaser's labeled the cool one. Slices from a loved one, shocks the body like a stun gun. Ghost town in the first round is crowded when there's a bump. Some miracles don't happen for us, you know where the fuck I'm from, son. I pass you leaps and bounds, hopping the hurdles that you run from. It's easy when you cold, soon as you smoke and it gets blurry. It's crucial to avoid fatalities, you need a buddy. The word can talk for itself, don't need no one speaking for me. Whoever's bringing my flowers needs to hurry. When's the love gonna come? Must be canceled or something. Without grants ain't no fun. The trust I used to have for you is all old.
Leave me lyrically inclined. The Lord's blessings leave me lyrically inclined.
In between two worlds, trying to get dope, get dope.
Let me talk to your soul real quick, homeboy. Yeah, okay. Apparently I'm not that rapper that y'all thought I was.
Nah.
I was brought up in envy, I wasn't taught the love. If said had what I wanted, then said would take it off or he caught a slug. Your honor was expendable when you said it before a judge. I'm in debt to the Lord above.
I am.
But it's hell's fire that I was blessed with a portion of. I possess like the broadened grudge.
Yes.
But the true horror is, the gift is in the present. You never know what tomorrow gives. When life was like Contra, forever blowing them cartridges.
Blah, blah.
Never hung with the sports players and awkward kids.
Nah.
I gravitated to hallways and abandoned houses. One man who couldn't stand, who took the stand. Ironically, now I stand for thousands.
Let's go.
Mama, please forgive me.
Forgive me.
I know you think I rap, but I still squeeze the milli. Sent 10 keys to Philly. The label sent A&Rs, but the corner put ARs in the hands of thieves to kill me. Mama, please forgive us.
Forgive us.
Just take this money, please consider.
Please.
You are where you at, the streets is with us. Remember back when they would call police to get us?
I remember.
Now we drink champagne on a beach in Venice.
I see you, Lewis.
It's hard to teach beginners.
Yeah.
But how you reach us who hardly eat for dinner?
How you reach them?
Then God unleashed the sinner.
He did.
You in the streets, but homie, the streets is me. I'm not that rapper that y'all thought I was.
Nah.
I was robbing and shooting before I caught a buzz. Had one foot in the corner office, the other on the corner cautious to offer drugs.
Wow.
Pub deals or drug dealings, was never taught to budge.
Yeah.
Contracts on how an ex-con acts.
Uh-huh.
Combat.
Yeah.
But this can't be a war with no contact. This beyond rap. Business ain't personal.
Personal.
I heard a few people utter the words, but utter my personal business, I'm hurting you. And that's just for your ears. Cause I don't make my threats public. I don't forget much. Think history was my best subject. I don't regret much. That mystery is the best. What if?
Let me think about
either
that.
You press a key or bounce a ball. Running up in Def Jam, they had no reason to doubt them all. In front of L.A. Reid, still smelling of weed and alcohol.
That's true.
I came from the ignorance,
yeah.
Belligerent,
yeah.
But knowing where I came from makes what I'm doing now more significant. Mama, please forgive us.
Forgive us.
Just take this money, please consider.
Please.
You are where you at, the streets is with us.
Let's go.
Remember back when they were corporate least to get us.
I remember.
Now we drink champagne on a beach in Venice.
I see you, Lewis.
It's hard to teach beginners.
Yeah.
But how you reach those who hardly eat for dinner?
How you reach them?
Damn. Then God unleashed the sinner.
He did.
You in the streets, but homie, the streets is in us.
The Lord's blessings leave me lyrically inclined.
And if you know what time it is.
DJ King Flow.
Can't call a question.
Wow.
watch this.
I'm immaculate with the pen. I'm so accurate, it's a sin. Come have a threesome with this Mac. She just ratchet, I hit your friend. I'm back in this bitch again. I've been trapping from 6 to 10. I'm in the kitchen, whipping up, cooking crack. Then I hit the gym, I chew them both well. Now watch as I float away in my boat sail. Them haters choking from deep throat and rotting my coattail. I smoke L's and beat up rappers. Then watch me post bell and won't tell shit. See, this how a brick of that dope smell. Holding this fuck, set up shop, open shit up. It ain't a beverage when I say we was putting coke in the truck. Look, I hope you can duck, cause I put the scope in the tuck, and I'm shooting from every angle till you get multiple cuts. Tell these rappers I'm in my bag, I know they shook. I wrote the book, so this chapter is getting bad. Shit is autobiographic, I crafted to get the cash. 101, I guess I'm cut from a family that they had.
Sometimes you gotta do it. Wax on wax, I'll keep that bitch on lick back like karate movies. Clean underneath the car seat, walk is gone. I just gotta move it out of the situation that they put me in. Man, that candy paint go well with Nubians. Sometimes you gotta do it.
Like the players back in the day, never fake in the funk, never fuck with the bank. Like all the players back in the day, never fake in the funk, never fuck with the bank.
Sometimes you gotta do it. Like the UGKs and the MJGs and A-Boss, for me they paid away. Can't forget the scorn phase and the ghetto with my boys. My playing tricks for days. If you're hugging on the curb, then your elbow's bound to scrape. No band-aids for the low lows. It cost a grip to slab a color, change the snow glow. Nigga, I'm out here pop the tar like Bill when spring's a no-go. For all the times they wasn't rhyming low with no show. Sometimes you gotta do it. Wax on wax, I'll kick back, get your lick back like karate movies. Clean underneath the car seat, walk is garbage. I just gotta move it out of the situation that they put me in. Man, that candy paint go well with Nubians. Sometimes you gotta do it.
Like the players back in the day, never fake in the funk, never fuck with the face. Like all the players back in the day, never fake in the funk.
Someone told your son the story. He grew up thinking it's about guts and glory. He done like you did for the age of 30. Generational curses. Filled with facts in my verses. A lot of wrong in these songs. But ain't no lie on my person.
Some of these niggas ain't real.
Ain't real.
Some of these niggas ain't cold.
Ain't cold.
Some of these niggas ain't ten toes.
Ten toes.
Really, they act like hoes.
Like hoes, nigga.
I'ma keep it G, yeah. I'ma keep it G. I'ma keep it G, yeah, I'ma keep it G. Some of these niggas ain't real.
Ain't real.
Some of these niggas ain't cold.
Ain't cold.
Some of these niggas ain't ten toes.
Ten toes.
Really, they act like hoes.
Like hoes, nigga.
I'ma keep it G, yeah, I'ma keep it G.
Yeah.
I'ma keep it G, yeah, I'ma keep it G,
G,
yeah.
Oh, man. DJ King Flow.
Feels good.
Really does.
You know exactly who this is. They gon' still act like they don't know.
It's cool.
That's all right, man. Yeah.
Exactly
who this is. Beast is our beast. What more can I say, man? You know exactly who this is. Oh yeah, you gonna learn today.
Yup.
Talk, yeah. exactly who this is. But just in case you didn't, I will reintroduce myself to you in a minute. I've always been unique, I've always been different. It's bars over bullshit, I ain't never used no gimmicks. Wore a chain like No Limit back in high school, thinking I'm cool. I was confident, I was prideful. To and from here, they don't like you. Other white dudes despise you, cause the southern roots they are tied to. Plus, I ain't down with that racist shit and that viewpoint that you subscribe to. But if you try to get to know me, you see that I'm the best of homies. Forever kept it real, I was never phony. And I'm always on time like a metronome. With a work ethic that resembles Kobe. Rely on myself whenever I get lonely. I'm the boss and I will get respect like Tony. Hold up, exactly who this is. 6'2", making big moves. I'm a big dog like a pit bull. I'm the shit fool. Look, you know exactly who this is. I don't pop shit, I don't gossip. From Urban Legacy to Locksmith, no, I got this. Look, you know exactly who this is. The one with so many rhymes, who's killed shit so many times. I'm in my prime. Look, you know exactly who this is. Heavy flow I spit, you know it's lit. You can act like you don't know this. Look, bitch, you know exactly who this is.
DJ King Flow.
Why bother talking, nigga? Why? Yeah. What more can I say? I put the numbers up, I'ma run it up, I'ma keep getting to the paint. If you ain't one of us, I feel sorry for you, cause you only getting in the way. I show the trench love, they reciprocate, I swear I be getting it every day. Careful, they could be building a case. What more can I say?
Big BSF, what the fuck these niggas talking
about? What more can I say?
What more can I say, nigga?
Yeah. If I talk about it, ain't no way around it. When you try to set the record straight, niggas ain't fucking with me, probably never was. I put that on my mama and
I still can get you what you asked for. It's 43 like Pascal. Niggas acting all bashful. Must ain't got the cash flow. This ghost gun from my bro lab. He make toys like Hasbro. 40 on me like Haslam. It make noise like asshole. That last bar was obnoxious. Digging deep in my subconscious. A couple racks in the front too, but it's 3 grams in my sub pocket. Hitting licks while the fuzz watching. Tour dates, we was drug shopping. You ain't never been hands on. You ain't like that low bus stopping. Next bar like I'm club hopping. I'm a nigga that love profit. It give me power like plug sockets. You less value like flood watches. What that bank is a dub stopping. My wine shooting like Klay Thompson. Sideline of the game with it, but I'm still balling like I'm James Johnson. What more can I say about it? Listen closer, nigga, that's that. 2025, less facts rap. Yo shit dull like Matt Black. Every time that I rap, you know the voice like Jack Black. I'ma keep counting these racks. No stove guy, but I'm back. It's Ricky.
What more can I say? I put the numbers up, I'ma run it up, I'ma keep getting to the paint. If you ain't one of us, I feel sorry for you, cause you only getting in the way. I show the traits, love, they reciprocate, I swear I be getting every day.
DJ King Flow.
Hey yo,
mixtape addict.
Hey yo, young black, but not a fuck to give. Still in the mud, hustling hard, trying to level up the ridge. In a place where they shake your hand and try to cut your wrist. Giving too much love to be suicidal. Watch your company. I need Bill Gates, cake farming, estate to vacate. Raising long wealth for me, thing I incorporate. Wins and some losses, drop the ball when I caught a case, bounce back like the Omega, more pressure, full cheddar, my bitch boots, full tether, glow better, been a big stepper, met a plug, built a brick line off of a tester, get in line, I piss on you and all your predecessors, full court press on the quest for the treasure, chestnut checkers, I smack a pawn, kill a king and rob the bishop, fuck the queen, keep plenty shit up my sleeve to trick you, it wasn't one way that I finessed you, it was a mixture, it's all food. The wrong dog food to Michael Vick. Pray to God I put all my sins on the scale. Way to the world, this is different dope that I sell. I got motion, I see all of my dreams turn to the devil. Face the bins on the trail. I'm in love with the
half. Recognize
DJ King Flow.
Like a missile, recognize an official pistol. I let a whistle, bring a problem, I'm solving the issue. Niggas submit you, be careful who you see in the distance. Check the visual, vision clear like a fucking crystal. The illest marksman, my darts is as sharp as a blade. The guard is amazed, the way this dude fought for their grace. Fought for full gaze, to make me set your carcass ablaze. Jump on the plane, or get the fuck off of my lane. Decapitate whack MCs with the illest degrees. I see your bitch how you freeze, cause she feeling the sneeze. The kid is a beast, you never find a king on his knees. I got the middle in the freeze, I will drop him with ease. I am nasty, my crime record longer worth the bastard. Is there a rapper illin? That's the question that I'm asking. Assassin, slash rhyme, good at multitasking. Farming with the box cutter, like my name Janaski. Word him up.
Clap your five like it's Palm Sunday. Talking shit to my man, so I had to get it. You're still a soldier, I'm like Sly Stone and Cobra.
Hopewell Music Group,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
DJ King
like
Flow.
I double dutch into this shit, man. Gold chain.
Mixtape at
in,
it.
1 foot out. He immobilized.
Yo.
And mobilizing.
Let me proceed,
yo.
Though,
yo. Proceed.
Yo. Yo. Acting soldiers, but you rapping fiction. Never had a duty course where you be soft off my Activision. I bet your ass has never packed a pistol. I bet your ass that you the type that niggas laugh at like they laughing with you. Suburban turbaner who's worthy of a purpose, knocking power out of niggas surges. The rock perform beginning hook before they close the curtains. You snatch a person's stamina while I'm doing body damaging in all my verses. Now that I expose my controller, hyper hole, stereo type of flow of a lightning bolt. Blasting ghettos when I'm high in boats. Sharpening a knife that lives a slice and poke. Any Trump supporter with the right to vote. Betting all bitches getting fixes for the highest dose. Yeah, he trying to smoke and he gets it with the prices low. Gunshots and thrown darts, only aiming at chrome hearts to those comparing slavery to Auschwitz. First person shooter throwing shots, but you often miss. Only known for crashing out depending on what car I'm in. 7M and gold chain in the house until the market flips. Never gave a 4F like I'm on some retarded shit. My type is so anonymous. Only watching oxygen when mothers when blowing they back out like sick of cartridges. No, I'm not a narcissist, none of that. Dog don't know trees that you pissing on or barking at. 40 male cracker jack to have a passage to start the rap. What happens when I bought my fist?
DJ King
Ital vitamin style multi. August on the track, peace lord. That's a fly bow tie. Sharp as attack. Tabernacle rappers back. Like cooking crack. Look at that, look at that. Through the knowledge while the gods rally. New York to Cali, classic nights and suede valleys. Welcome to Slang Alley, do rag dynasty, gang outings, game outage. Most of these rappers confide stylists, cause they hold stylish challenge. Make medallions respond violent, and I'ma spread your body parts like Thousand Islands. It's more where that came from. Stay in your lane, son, don't make me have to flame something. All because you came front. This is Hunchback, hold the gat, hip hop, where we got where we the game from.
DJ King Flow.
It's that five-star small talk. Heavy with the raw thoughts. This car's for God. I should've checked the car log.
Mixtape no addict.
We steady with the dialogue. Yeah. It's that five-star small talk. 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 Five-star small talk. A la carte, bringing it to you. That's how we serve it. Shall we start swerving in neutral mode in the surface? The hard, leave them in neutral, breathing with service. Easy march, taking them out just like tic-tac-toe. Yeah, here we go. If you ain't know, no, this ain't my first rodeo. I read between the lines, I won't fall for the fucking okie doke. Go up and smoke a overdose. Got ounces of the antidote. Donate a dose to help you flow. Don't take too much or you can show. What do you got? Whether you like it or not, we finna think and apply. Leave them a shot, spectate, think a watch. Either way, we'll never stop. Out of the box, if they don't open the front door, then we picking the locks. Breaking the side, grabbing the seat at the table, walking away with a lie. It's that five-star small talk. Heavy with the raw thoughts. This car's for God. I should've checked the car log. It's no facade. We steady with the dialogue. Yeah. It's that five-star small talk. 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 Five-star small talk.
Yeah. DJ King Flow.
It's technology. We here. Flash is hip hop.
Flash.
You hear that bass line?
Woo.
That's nice, raw, baby.
We America's most wanted, a feather that's cold hearted, got a car heart full of grenades and chrome objects, like a war veteran vexed with the Medal of Honor. Armed robber, we running around covered in armor. I'm about a dollar, fresh out of the Met Gala, and I got a panther mink, I call it T'Challa. Make this gun holler like I do to somebody's daughter in the Ramada with Mata. She sipping the rum chata, and I said I never liked y'all dudes. Y'all some fake industry cats that really never paid y'all dues. When I flash this tech, your ass is dead. So don't flinch, just give up the bread. Amen. I said I'ma hit them with the same Valentine's massacre. I don't care who they CC like Sabathia. I'm bloodbathing ya. Big biscuit blow in the back of ya. Silence on the Mac. Now that's spectacular.
Flash, I'm right back at you, baby. Boom, bapping you. Loaded, pointing the Mac at you. Toe tagging and smacking you. Either way, y'all, I'm coming for blood. Count Dracula. How the fuck all these rappers is actors but lack character, huh? Y'all see the stars and stripes, dudes. We paid ours. I'm no judge, but I lay laws when I lay bars. Flash, nigga, everything that I lay's hard. And I don't think about it when I speak the speak, say the call.
DJ King Flow.
Ziglar, what up? BDI,
Mixtape
on the search for hidden treasures and lost gold. Every level got a crossroad. Keep your head on the swivel. If I'm texting you boss mode, that mean I'm here to deliver the package wholesale like Costco. The devil on the search for lost souls. Pour a little liquor, take a shot to the liver. Niggas take fair chances trying to make the watch glow. Remember everything that glitter come with a cost though. Ain't food and I ain't finished the rhyme yet. Drop a verse and take a walk, gotta make sure it digests. BDI make a beat, it's a bomb threat. Parlay me on your bet and slip, I green check your contest. I still keep the heat in the armrest.
He's on fire.
The release was all net. Shoot the shepherd, take control of the flock. Shake the game up, I'm trying to get the soul to the pop. Fred said, we the people, not the pig. Revolutionary leader, like Caesar on the bridge. I'm all in, like I know it's a win. One king, four queens, I ain't throwing it in. Fresh as Altoids, you know what it is. The wild cowboy, I be rolling my cigs. Beef Pop parked the horse right in front of his crib. Sawed off, masked on like you don't want it with G. On the search for hidden treasures and lost gold. Every level got a crossroad, keep your head on the swivel. If I'm texting you boss mode, that mean I'm here to deliver the package wholesale like Costco. The devil on the search for lost souls. Pour a little liquor, take a shot to the liver. Niggas take fair chances trying to make the watch glow. Remember everything that came to come with the cost.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
Yo, yo, can you hear me, bro?
I can. What's up, man? It's been a while.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while, man. Nice to connect with you again.
Absolutely. Where you at nowadays?
I'm still in France, man. I'm on the West Coast. I moved. I was not too far from Paris, and now I'm on the West Coast, not too far from the ocean, so everything good.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah,
well, for those that don't know, we're here on the Mixtape Addict Radio Show, syndicated show. You know, we're broadcasting worldwide. We have over 30 countries broadcasting the show, so we're here. And today I'm with the legendary Raz Kass. Man, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. You know, trying to grow up and be like you.
Well, I can say the same, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so how's your day going so far, bro?
Oh, it's good, man. Busy. Staying on top of everything, man. Just, you know, living life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Always got to be busy, man. One of the hardest working MCs out there. Real talk.
Gratitude. Gratitude.
Yeah, my G. You know, we have a tradition in the Mixtape Addict Show. The last time we did an interview together, I think it was like 4 years ago, something like that. I asked you who were your favorite DJ, and you told me DJ Kid Capri. So is it still the case, or you want to mention somebody else?
Let's see. Who's my favorite DJ right now? You know what? I'm going to be honest with you, man. I've watched him step his game up. He helps me. I throw a party once a month. Me and my man Swoops is called Five Mics here in L.A., and we hope to bring it around the world. But, man, I really watched Fat Lip from the Far Side step his DJ game up. So he's just been very impressive, you know, honing his craft as a really incredible MC, you know, to really finding his passion with DJing. I'm gonna give it to Fat Lip, man. My man Lip been doing his stuff.
Yeah, shout out to him, man. Shout out to the Farsight too, man. Legendary in the building. And you just mentioned the Five Mics Lounge in LA. You know, I was gonna ask you about that. Like, can you tell the people, you know, the concept around that and what you guys are doing out there?
Yeah, man. So I think one thing that's kind of missing, especially in LA, I feel like hip hop, like quality hip hop. It doesn't matter if it's old school, new school. There's people like, you know, whatever, Absol or Kendrick Lamar. You know, there's always dope MCs, right? But as far as like the mainstream of it, I feel like we kind of lost that community, especially in LA, and really more specifically just in America. I feel like in Germany and France, there's still these pockets where, you know, there's still some hip hop supported, whether there's festivals that primarily support hip hop, Poland, you know, whatever. And so what we wanted to do instead of complaining about it is, you know, bring that back. There used to be some really dope parties when I was younger. Younger. Like, I wasn't even supposed to get into them when I was younger. I was like 16 and they were 21-year-old clubs. And like Ice-T and like African Bambaataa, whatever. Like, they had clubs out in L.A. It was like Water in the Bush and Funk Jungle and all these dope parties, and then later on Battle Cat, and then with DJ all these dope clubs. So we just wanted to bring that back, man. Have a club, a lounge, a party, really a party that focused on bringing the community, the hip hop community, back together, because LA's big, and so it's kind of spread out. Like, the DJs will have their parties in one part, and it's almost like it's strictly about DJs. And then like the B-boys will have some community over here, and even the you know, like Mexicans have their hip hop shit, and it's in this one place, and like not everybody knows. So we are just trying to not take away from all those places, but have a place where we all come together. Like, even on Crenshaw area, it's a lot of like black female talent, like dope ass MCs, and it's like we're all split apart instead of, I think we're stronger together. So Five Mics, to answer your question, Five Mics is really just a lounge where the whole point is to usually, you know, we'll try to have like a guest DJ. We have our house DJs. Fat Lip is one of our house DJs, my man Brad Rush. We usually have a celebrity, like, you know, a guest DJ. We've had a lot of different people. We had Will.i.am. We've had RZA from, you know what I mean? We've had Bone Thugs, you know, whatever, Corrupt, like a guest DJ and maybe a guest host. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that turns into these impromptu shows where, you know, Mad Lion pulls up and Mad Lion and Onyx are performing and the crowd goes crazy. So it's been really, really amazing. And we got our next one coming up this a couple of days, Thursday. So we, I think it's still Tuesday over there, in France. So yeah, in 2 days we have our next Five Mics, and it's gonna be dope. We got Kwame, the legendary Kwame, Only You, the rhythm. So he's got a new album out. So we're doing our first actual album release party for Kwame. We got Mellow Man Ace, who's a legend, and you know. Especially on the West, and he's guest hosting, and DJ Charisma, who's a legendary DJ out here. So, and making sure the ladies get supported too. So that's another part about Five Mics. We really want our women to remember that you can come to hip hop shows too, because nowadays it's like they either go to like Chris Brown, or they go to like Super Ratchet, or they go to like, you know what I mean? Like maybe you go to some, like, some gangbang, or some super R&B, but like the hip hop stuff, especially in America, is like, you know, we got to remind the ladies, like, it's cool. You can, you know, it's cool. Go support, you know, whoever that is. But, you know, also you can support, you know, Nas, or, you know what I'm saying, or Razzcaz. You know, everybody's not going to be Kendrick Lamar and Snoop Dogg, but you can come support dope lyricism and still have a good time and have a party. So it's been good.
Yeah, for sure, man. And we gotta show love to the ladies, man, because it's so many female DJs, MCs, graffiti writers, you know, beat makers too, man. They put in the work. So, you know, we gotta show love, man.
Yeah, that's really one of the big, that's why I call it Fly Mike's Hip Hop Ladies Lounge. I want the ladies to know that. Because, you know, I ain't going to lie, a party full of, you know, hard legs, a whole bunch of sausage fest, I don't want to be around a whole bunch of dudes, not even that, you know, you trying to touch on them. You just, it's good to have a beautiful women with talent and skill sets and have the ladies having a good time, because if the ladies having a good time, then everybody else has a good time.
Of course, man, you know, we got to respect, you know, you show respect so you get respect back, and show them that it's possible, you know, to get in the club, perform, and not every... have like 100 dudes trying to holler at you, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, man. Talk about female MCs. I heard, you know, some new fire shit from Chien Noir and Rhapsody. I heard the stuff she did with Madlib. Man, that makes me feel so good to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, man. And, you know, Madlib is, you know, Madlib is fire. So I just did something. I did something to a Madlib beat for a friend of mine. I can't remember what it was. Maybe it's Planet Asia. Oh no, Planet Asia is on the song, I think. But I did something for my man Tri-State, who's down Gold Chain. But yeah, we just shot that video. So shouts out to Madlib always.
Yeah, yeah, man. Shout out to him. He influenced a whole generation of beat makers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Including myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So the Five Mics Lounge, is it something that you do every week?
No, it's monthly. Once a month.
Okay.
So we usually do every third Thursday of the month.
Okay, dope, man. And do you think that the European hip-hop scene and the European audience kind of influenced you into doing that type of events, you know, like bringing people together and, you know, bringing back the real hip-hop spirit of peace, love, uniting, having fun, man?
I think so. I you know, hip-hop is universal and everybody's an inspiration. And I would say, you know, it definitely would be, you know, being in France or being in Poland or being, you know, at a hip hop camp or, you know, going to Australia, Adelaide and watching these communities, you know, and then really embracing and loving the culture, not always about what's popular, but really more about what's dope. You know, some things can get very popular, but it's not good. And so, you know, aesthetically, just supporting the culture and not trying to, you know, in America, they've almost tried to, they tried to make it where it was like, oh, if you're not 18, then you're not, you can't be important in the music anymore. You're old. But I, you know, the argument always was like, nobody tells that to, you know, Bruce Springsteen or Cher or, you know, Duran Duran or,
yep,
or whoever, like, you know, like, they only made that age thing in rap. They don't even do that with pop singers. Like, they let people, you know, they let people be artists and keep growing. And so I really am, you know, I appreciate worldwide what hip-hop is. And everybody has something to say. You know, I want to shout out my man OSTR from Poland, because OSTR came out here and he worked on a whole album with Evidence that's coming out soon. But aside from that, he gave me an ill record for my project. You know, OSTR is, you know, a dope producer and a dope, you know, dope MC and a legend. And, you know, it's this community. And so, yeah, definitely. You know, I salute, you know, Europe collectively. I salute Africa. I salute Asia. Anywhere where, you know, it's hip-hop is universal. So whoever's pushing the culture forward, I salute you.
Yep, it is good that you're doing those type of things in America, because, you know, I talked to Master Ace and Marco Polo like 2 years ago, I think, in Paris, and they told me something that kind of blew my mind. Like, they say when they come to Europe, they do sold out shows, and when they go back to the country in the US, sometimes they can rock in front of 30 people, which, you know, kind of make me sad, man. And it's good that you're bringing back those type of parties, those type of events, to show people in America that you don't need to be super popping, you know what I'm saying? And just be talented, put out good music. So, you know, it's dope that you're doing.
Yeah, bringing it, you know, the tribe, there's many of us all over the planet. It's just, I think a lot of times there hasn't been a communication where we all know that we exist. There might be a hip-hop head that lives in your building, you know, and that there's people to fellowship with, enjoy the same music, love all, you know, all the different aspects of the culture. And they may be a doctor or a lawyer or a police officer or the trash man or the or the hot, you know, girl in college, that you never know who enjoys the same, you know, culture as you. And so it's good to, you know, start bringing that community together. And that's the goal.
Yeah, man, hip-hop is for everybody. It's funny that you mentioned the police officers, too, because I did an interview with DJ Ace from New York. You know, he's a New York NYPD police officer, but can't get down on the turntables like crazy.
So, yeah.
It's for everybody.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And I think in, well, it's the end of 2025 now, but we lived a wonderful year for hip-hop. Man, what do you think about that? Like, ever since, like, Nas and Mass Appeal decided to shut things down, you know, and drop albums from the legends back to back to back. It was crazy. I think it would, for me, I think it's one of the illest years in hip-hop since a long time, man.
I definitely agree, man. I think Mass Appeal has done a phenomenal job. It's just been a lot, and it's not even over with. They got more stuff dropping, and they just dropped the Mobb Deep album. Shouts out to, you know, to Havoc and my, you know, my man Storm, who manages Havoc, and myself, and Alchemist did a great job. Nas, Mass Appeal, so salute to them. I just think a lot of people did a lot of good work. There's way too many people to mention it this year. Like, it was a lot of great music.
Mm-hmm. It just never stopped. I'm waiting for the Ransom and Primo album to come out this month.
Mm-hmm.
So many dope shit going out, man. And, you know, it kind of, we talked about like the pacing, it kind of broke that thing, you know. Ever since we've seen the new Mobb Deep album or the new Clips album, you know, people are not thinking the same way now, because they see people that's over 50 years old. They can kick ass, you know what I'm saying, in terms of pure MC skills, and show the young ones how it's supposed to be done, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I would argue that, you know, age never, you know, as long as you're legal, you know, once you're past 18, you're legal, you know, but aside from that, there's no age bracket. You got to think about everything you do. You become a master after 10,000 hours. So, odds are you don't get worse. You get better with time, just like wine. So that was a stupid thing to think anyway. That's what corporations try to get you to buy the new iPhone or get the other car or buy some other shoes. But meanwhile, then everybody goes back and still wants the Jordans.
Yep.
Yeah, motherfuckers, the Jordan 1s, especially if you had the original Jordan 1s, is way more than buying whatever these Jordans are now. You understand what I'm saying? So that's a trick to tell you not to value quality and skill set. And so it doesn't matter about the age. It matters about putting in the work, and if you honing your craft and getting better and better at it. And a smarter man than me, Lord Finesse, said this to me one time. He said, which was a bar. I think I put in a rap, but I will give credit where it's due. That's to you other rappers that steal my lines, and you know who you are. It's quite a few of you. You bar stealers that don't give credit. Give credit where the credit is due. But anyway, Lord Finesse said one day, he said, you know, rappers don't tear their Achilles. And what he meant by that is, we're not playing football or basketball or swimming. So we don't get these major injuries where we can't play no more, like Kobe, you know, his knee, or LeBron or whatever. Like, we don't go through that. We are using this and this. Yep. So this just gets sharper and sharper if we, you know, work on it. We're not, you know, having the box and then you keep getting hit and you get punch drunk. So rappers don't tear their Achilles. They tend to just get iller and iller and iller.
Yep. Yeah, man. It keeps getting better, you know, like some fine wine, just like you say, bro. And you know, we still have some, you know, some classics from you that we still listen to now that you dropped like 20, 25 years ago. And, you know, sir, it's the music that's timeless to people, you know. And to you, what's the secret to making timeless music?
I don't have any particular recipe for that. I've just always tried to be pretty honest with myself. And what I've realized is that sometimes I'm writing to myself, so it's really personal. Sometimes I'm writing to people I love. Sometimes I'm writing to my enemies. But usually it's a time capsule of some sort. So I'm usually like, this is how I think, this is how I feel, this is kind of what I want or what I don't want, or, if I was in that cipher and I was battling somebody, this is what I want to say to them, you know. So it's bringing out that steel, sharpening steel, that competition, that competitive drive. So that's really what it is. I try to, the thing that I also try to do is, a lot of people pick one thing. I'm the trap rapper. I'm the Crip rapper. I'm the blood rapper. I'm the lover rapper. I'm the positive rapper. I've never been that. What I've tried to be honest is about the human experience. So sometimes I'm upset. Sometimes I'm, you know, drunk having fun at the club. Sometimes I'm understanding some socio-political, you know, stuff. Sometimes I'm talking about history and talking about, you know, racism and, you know, all this economic stuff. Sometimes I'm just in a cipher and I'm trying to battle everybody else, you know, and period. Mm-hmm. That part is, so I think what it gives me is the ability to cover a whole bunch of different feelings, because that's what we are as human beings. We're complicated. We have lots of different feelings. We be in different moods. Dependent. Like, even today, you could wake up happy, something happens, you get a bill, now you stressed out, like, ah, oh, man, this bill, or my car broke down, or, you know what I'm saying, like, or, you know, your life is not just one constant, oh, I just sell dope, or, oh, I'm super positive. Like, life is complicated. I think that's something that helps me write in a way that ends up being relatable later on in life, because I'm still just dealing with my life.
Mm-hmm. You also think outside the box. Like, you don't want to lock yourself into a box and just, like you say, like, just follow one lane, but you're able to get many different sides of life and let those sides inspire you to write some dope content, you know?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And I seen you hanging out on IG with the OG Ice-T, man. What's going on with Ice-T, bro?
Oh, man, it was awesome, man. I saw him 2 days in a row. I went over to his house, and, he's a big brother to me. He's always been, like, one of the realest people, especially as an artist, as somebody I looked up to and bought his albums, and, you know, and he's from the West, and, you know, he's just always been genuine, real genuine dude, and it was really cool to go lock in, go hang out with Big Bro. We had a blast. We knocked out. He working on an album, and me, him, and he's got, there's a brother named Merkums from Arizona. Merkums could rhyme. He's dope. And Ice really took a liking to him, and there's a few other people, but, it was dope. So we knocked out, honestly, we knocked out like 3 records in one night. Like, and they're crazy. Like, 2 of them for Ice, and then 1 for myself. And, Charlamagne, the producer, not the radio person. Charlamagne did, I think, 2 of them, and then my man Rubio, Louis Rubio, did the other one. But yeah, man, we were in there cooking. We cooked up.
No. Well, I can't wait to hear that, man. Make sure you send me those records so I can spin them in the show when they.
Oh, man, that's gonna be on Ice. His two is his two. Yeah, but then mine, when it's ready, man, we gonna. I think we got some plans for my record with Ice. We got some plans for it. I think it's gonna be crazy.
Dope, man. I like the fact that, you know, a guy of this caliber, you know, even people out there in Europe, they see him on TV, you know, with the movies, the TV shows that he does. But mm-hmm. when you look at him, you know, like on Instagram and stuff, he always show love to the MCs, especially the real MCs.
With man.
You know, like, you know, doing work with you. He did work with RJ Payne, you know, showed mad love to him. So yeah. It's so dope, man. You know, like, he never forgets about the culture, and it's still...
He never does. Yeah. He really loves the culture. And think about it, man. He did the documentary with BBC. He did the Art of Rap. So, mm-hmm. And it wasn't about who had the most cars or who was, you know, who's the most popular, you know, who gets the most likes on Instagram. It was about what, you know, the skill set, rhyming. So he cares about the skill set, the art form. Yep.
Yeah, he cares about the culture. And he always been doing that, you know, even since the 80s. And it's so dope to still see him do that, man. So much love to the OG Ice.
To the OG, man. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, man. And let's talk about the new music that you recently dropped, man. Like, what made you want to link up with Smith & Wesson to do that 42 single?
Ah, man. So, for one, you know, I'm a Black Moon fan. I'm a Doug Down fan. And what most people don't really realize is that basically, probably through the process of The Shining, Smith & Wesson's first album, they signed to Priority, their distribution. Doug Down went through Priority. So, everybody became my label mates. So the next Black Moon album was, Sterang and them, OGC, Helter Skelter, all of them, those are Priority records. And we toured together. So we would have to go on promo tour. So we all been bros since at least 96-ish, 97-ish. So we've always been, you know, good brothers. It's funny because we just talked. I just finished talking to Tekken Steel, Smith & Wesson, like before I talked to you. We've just always been good bros, man. And what I realized is that, you know, time is not guaranteed. You know, Pun was an amazingly nice person to me, and so was Big L, and so all these people that I was a little shy, and I didn't, you know, Pun more than once would just be like, yo, we should do a song, and I was too shy. Like, I was like, man, you Pun, I didn't want to bother him. And what I realized is that time is not guaranteed. So part of my bucket list as a fan is to rock with my bros. Like, we've been on tours together, we did shows together, we've been in the studio, you know, all this stuff, but like, let's make something that we care about at least one time. I'd hope to just continue to do it forever, but that was the whole thing. To answer your question is I hit my bros and was like, man, you know, we always say we got to do one, but I don't want to disappear off the planet and then we never get to do one, so let's do one. And, you know, it was a beautiful thing. It was like, yo, let's do it. And then my man Amadeus cooked up a couple of options. We settled on something, we got in, and we kind of rock and rolled, man. We really, and 42 was really, 42 is about, not Jesse Owens, Jackie Robinson. So Jackie Robinson was he was the first Black player in the major leagues, Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson also played for the Dodgers, but at the time they were the Brooklyn Dodgers, which is, you know, hence 42. So the 42 that the Dodgers went from Brooklyn to L.A., me and Smith & Wesson, from Bucktown all the way to L.A. So Bucktown came to see Arson. So it was Bucktown and see Arson, that's the 42. We repping that Dodger blue. We repping that, you know what I'm saying, that Brooklyn, California, that, you know what I'm saying, that Los Angeles, New York. You know, we putting that smash together. And, yeah, man, the recipe was crazy, man. And then I'd be remiss. He's from Brooklyn, too. My man, I Fresh, which is a really, really good friend of Fame. Fame's in the video from M.O.P. And it's just all these brothers of mine. And so us coming together, doing something to salute our backstory, and that's even more historic. That Brooklyn LA connection was awesome.
Yeah, man, it completes the year 2025. You know, we talked about it, you know, it's a legendary year for hip-hop, and seeing this type of collabs, you know, between you and Smith & Wesson, for all the hip-hop fans out there across the globe, it's something major, you know, that's, you know, a pleasure to hear, man.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's a banger, man. The video's out. I encourage people to go check out the vid. We're pushing it. That's the first release off the new album, and the album will drop next year. But, the album's called Leopardy Face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me more about that, man. I was about to ask you about that. Like, what's the concept behind the album?
Well, I was feeling some type of way, just period, about a lot of other things, like even personally in my life, but, you know, even about the, you know, the state of the politics of this country, I, you know, it's kind of where I felt like It's kind of inspired by what I, with Solo Nice. Solo Nice is truer now than it was back then. The things that I said were going to happen have really taken shape. And I was just a little frustrated. Like, it really is, I told you so, is what Leopardy's face means. I kind of like symbolizes, I told you what was going to happen. And you ignored me and you wanted all this stupid clown music. And now you act like you're surprised that all this stuff happened. So what I usually say is like, fire is hot, water is wet, and leopards eat face. They do. Yep. Like, you know, sharks bite off legs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. You knew what the, you misunderstood the assignment. You ignored what the facts were. And now you're surprised. So don't be surprised when the leopard eats your face. So it was really that. And this album is really a lot more aggressive. I didn't want it to be extremely political. I wanted it to be, you know, I took it more and made it more grounded, more street, and more lyrical, like MC shit. I just wanted it a little more battle rappy, so the album was a little more grimier than philosophical. I mean, there's some records on there, but I wanted it, you know, if it's called Leopard Eats Face, then it should feel like a leopard eating your face. So the records are pretty much attacking you.
That's dope, man. Are you going to do physical releases for that, like drop vinyls, cassettes?
Yeah, we're going to have vinyl. I think we're going to do a little bit of everything. I think we're going to go for cassettes and, you know, cassettes, maybe not CDs, but we plan on doing vinyl and some degree of cassettes.
Mm-hmm, dope. I like the fact that cassettes are coming back, man.
I do too. I like having them.
Yeah, it's so dope, man. There's a store in Paris that only sells cassette now.
That's sick. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's so dope, man. And we only have a few minutes left in this convo, man. Do you have like any last words, you know, for your fans across the globe and advice that you can give to the young ones out there?
Oh, man. I would say my advice is try to be true to yourself. Keep your head on swivel, as we call it. You know what I'm saying? Check your six. You know what I'm saying? I have a homie to check your six. Your six is behind you. That's like, mm-hmm. You know, like on the clock. So always check your six. But, you know, make sure you're looking ahead. I heard somebody say that tomorrow is a dream away. I like that idea. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I hope we can dream for a better world, better situations, more success for everybody. And it's just, you know, do what you can today, and tomorrow's a dream away.
Yeah, we got to stay optimistic, man, in this crazy world that we live in, you know, spread the good vibes as much as we can. You know, that's our mission in life, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Well, I can't wait to hear the new project, and make sure you send those records out. You know, we're here to spin them all the time in the Mixtape Paddock Radio Show. We got you on heavy rotation all over Europe. You know how we do it, man.
Thank you, King Flo. Oh, I got to shout you out before we get off, because I just saw it on the gram. I saw you got, what was this, volume 58 or something?
Yep, 58, yep.
Yeah, so congrats to you, DJ King Flo, volume 58. I saw my boy L. Gott was on there with his new joint. So thank you for supporting us, man. You always been like, you know, 100, man. You always been 10 toes, King Flo. So I appreciate you, bro. And send me some beats. Come on, man. Stop fronting.
I got you. I'm going to send you a bunch of different shit. I went into some jazz vibes, you know, those past few weeks. So I'm going to send you what I got, bro.
Hey, it's a beautiful thing. Let's go.
Yeah, my man. Well, thank you for your time again, Razzcast. And, you know, we'll be here to support, man. That's how we do it. For life, bro.
For life, bro. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Peace, man. Take care.
Salute,
bro.